Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, February 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Widespread student loan forgiveness is unlikely to become a reality anytime soon, but there are still some relief options for the more than 40 million borrowers on the hook for monthly payments.
People had been anticipating that payments would restart, but the government also wanted to give them an opportunity that if they were still struggling to pay back their loans, they wouldn't all of a sudden be declared delinquent or reported to credit rating firms or placed in default, etc.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Student loan borrowers have several options that can help them pay down their balances. Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk joins me to review some of them. Cheryl, after the pandemic-era forbearance ended, there was a similar plan that gave borrowers some relief. Is that still available?
Yes, actually, there are several plans called income-driven repayment plans that help borrowers repay their loans based on their income and family size. There's a new plan, which is what you're referring to, and that's called the SAVE plan, and that has several advantages over the other plans if you qualify.
Who are these plans available for?
Many borrowers will be able to use the SAVE plan, and for those who do, they'll see many benefits. The best thing to do, really, is to go to studentaid.gov and use the student loan simulator to simulate your payments and to see which plan you'd be better off on. It's hard to say exactly who would be better off on what plan. It really is going to depend on your income level and family size, but the federal government has an amazing simulator program that allows you to do it with real numbers.
What about people with Parent PLUS loans?
So it's a little more complicated, but they also can go onto the simulator and see which repayment plans may be better for them. There is an income-driven repayment plan for them, and there is a way to be able to use SAVE, but there's a special process that people with Parent PLUS loans have to go through. That process is known as double consolidation, and that option won't be available after July 1st, 2025. But you can do it. It's a little bit complicated, so you just want to make sure you do it correctly.
The government also announced what it called an on-ramp period for people struggling to pay back their loans. What is that, and when does it expire?
So because people had been anticipating that payments would restart, but the government also wanted to give them an opportunity that if they were still struggling to pay back their loans, they wouldn't all of a sudden be declared delinquent or reported to credit rating firms or placed in default, etc. The so-called on-ramp period ends September 30th. And until then, financially vulnerable borrowers, if they miss their monthly payments, they're not going to be deemed delinquent or reported to credit rating firms, for example. It doesn't mean you shouldn't pay if you can, but if you're struggling, there is a little bit of a buffer for you.
But what if that date comes and people are still worried about paying their student loans?
Even before the grace period ends, you really need to call your servicer if you feel like you're going to have a hard time repaying your loans. The first step before you even do that is really, I can't stress this enough, go to studentaid.gov and click on the link, the Federal Student Aid Simulator. This will help you figure out what payment plan could be right for you. If you can get on an income-driven repayment plan, you could have zero payments per month. And so even if you're struggling now, maybe you're on the wrong repayment plan. So that's why I say, like, even before that on-ramp period ends, like, you should go to the government website today to figure out if you could qualify for lower payments. And maybe you won't even have to worry about not being able to repay your loans when the on-ramp period expires.
Could a private lender help somebody manage their payments?
It's possible. Now, though, with interest rates having risen, you're probably not going to get as great a deal as you might have when rates were really low. The other thing is when you go to a private lender, once you take your loans away from the federal program and you go to a private lender, you lose all the federal protections. So you have to be really careful about doing that because the things like income-driven repayment and the ability to have forbearance, just a lot of other options that you have under the federal program aren't necessarily available with private lenders. With private lenders, you're going to have to really look at the terms of the loan agreement and just make sure it's not just interest rate. You have to consider other factors when taking such a loan.
The Biden administration has made it easier for borrowers to have their balances wiped away by declaring bankruptcy. What are the risks of going that route?
Well, there's a lot of risks, actually. It really can put a stain on your credit history and might mean that creditors don't want to lend to you in the future. Bankruptcy is really a last resort, and there's no guarantee that your student loans will be discharged in bankruptcy. The Biden administration has made it easier, but it doesn't mean it's a slam dunk. You still have to go through a process. So people shouldn't just automatically assume, oh, I'm just going to declare bankruptcy and have my student loans discharge. That may not be the case. Yes, the Biden administration made it easier, but again, it's not a slam dunk.
For people with student loans who don't really know where to start to try to get some of their loans forgiven or to start to pay them down, where can they go?
studentaid.gov. There are resources on loan repayment, on loan forgiveness, just the click down links that you can look through. You can figure out who your loan servicer is. You can do this simulator that I was talking about, this loan simulator. You can look for information on income-driven repayment plans. You can look on how to consolidate your loans. You can look up the types of forgiveness you might be available for, whether it's public service loan forgiveness or teacher loan forgiveness or other types of loan forgiveness that you might be eligible for. It's a really good resource. And sometimes there's a problem with some of these government websites is there's just information overload. If you just take the time to look under the loan repayment section of the website and the loan forgiveness section, those are really good starting points. And people really shouldn't feel stuck. These are paths to help them move ahead.
That's WSJ contributor Cheryl Winokur Monk. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with WSJ's Anne Marie Chaker to discuss why more offices are encouraging workers to leave their desks, close their laptops, and drink coffee. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.